Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, yo. What's up, man?
It's 6:20. Let's do it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light so you can kick back with a cold one, watching your favorite team play. I know there's not a lot left in the regular season, but hey, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be kicking back and enjoying some delicious Bud Light. What?
Why not? You know?
Do it.
It's delicious. Absolutely.
Do it, you moron.
What better time than ever?
Yeah.
To drink some ice cold Budweisers or Bud Lights, whatever you want, man. Let's kick it off. NFL, there is a game tonight. The Chargers going to be in Las Vegas playing the Raiders at 8:20 tonight. It's a little NFL action there for you if you need your fix.
So wait, it's the Chargers are where? In Los Angeles now, right?
Yeah.
And the Raiders are now in Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yeah, so not too far. Not too far apart there.
The Raiders used to be in Oakland, and the Chargers used to be in San Diego. So it's two teams that are no longer in the town that they're originally in.
St. Louis for a while way back.
Yeah, and then also originally, wait, you got the Raiders and the Chargers. Where are the Rams at now? Are they still in?
L.A.
Jeez.
LA's pretty rich. Yep. A lot of money.
Here's the funny part is most people over there don't care about football. It's not like a football state. With all the teams that they have, it's not like it's that important of a sport. You know what I mean? Basketball is king over there. Anyway, go on.
There you go. All right. So moving on from the NFL because that's what's happening tonight. We got a game. So more pro football news. NFL players play through some pain. Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow. Is on a whole nother level, whole nother toughness level, Brock. The team revealed yesterday that the 24-year-old suffered a fractured throat in the first quarter of last Sunday's loss against the Packers. Get this, he finished the rest of the game. Not only that, team has him currently on the list of questionable for this week's game. Dude, how do you fracture your throat? It's hard to breathe. Jesus, dude.
Dude, that gave me the woobies thinking about just, hey. Oh,
all right,
man.
We get it. You're a badass. College football. Sarah Fuller, who was the first woman to play in a Power 5 college football game, Brock, announced yesterday that she will not play football anymore. She plans to return back to the kitchen where she belongs.
Oh,
she said.
God.
Oh, I just kind of made that part up. She plans to return to Vanderbilt in the spring to play goalkeeper for the soccer team in the NCAA tournament. Sorry.
That's terrible. That's like something I would say, for God's sakes.
I knew you'd like that. She's then going to transfer to North Texas. She made history on the football team, scoring two extra point kicks over the weekend. Here you go, Sarah.
Yeah.
Booting them through the uprights, man. Yeah. It's pretty neat. Darts. That's where we're at here on a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
We should just move on. Are you really going to do a darts?
Yeah, we have to. 2021 World Dart Championship held earlier this week in London. In case you missed it, one of the stars of the sport, Peter Wright from Scotland, entered the match dressed like the Grinch. Absolutely. Complete with green hair and a beard along with furry Grinch hands. Luckily, he won, so we're going to see how he shows up in the match in January. So. Big news over there in darts.
In darts.
Yeah. So there you go. That's your riveting sports report this morning. It's Thursday. Shut up. There's not much to talk about.
I mean, you made something out of nothing. You polished a turd. I'll take it. All right. Yeah. Well, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. We'll be back.
Rock.
Do it. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, man?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ready for a riveting sports report on a Thursday with basically no sports going on?
Dude, you kidding me? Here we go. Let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, so you always got one on hand when you're rooting on your favorite team.
That's right, man. There's a little bit of sports this morning. NFL tonight, there's a football game. The Chargers going to be in Las Vegas playing the Raiders at 8:20. Who do you got tonight?
I'm going to take the Raiders.
Take the Raiders?
I'm going to take the Raiders. I like
I'm going to take the Chargers on this one, I think.
I like Derek Carr. think he's a good quarterback.
Derek Carr's good. Yep. He is good. Anyway. So, yeah, Raiders are weird. It's like sometimes they show up and they're like, oh, my God, this team could potentially be in the big game.
I believe they gave Chiefs their only loss this year.
And then sometimes they show up a couple weeks ago. They just got smoked.
Yeah.
It's weird. Just in a given Sunday, like we say all the time, right?
Right.
More pro football news. NFL players play through some pain, but Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow is on a whole nother level. The team revealed yesterday that 24-year-old suffered a fractured throat.
Oh, dude, that gave me, again, it gave me chills, just like the last time. That sounds horrifying.
Suffered a fractured throat. Yeah. I had no idea this was even a thing.
Yeah.
In the first quarter of last Sunday's loss against the Packers, get this, he finished the entire game. Not only that, team currently has him on the questionable list for this coming week's game. So it was serious.
No, folks, you don't realize, like, seriously, if you're in a fight and the person is bigger than you, throat all day long. You shatter someone's throat. You hit them right in the larynx. Dude, they're not getting up from that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know? How?
Go right for the windpipe. Or you could do what Patrick Swayze did in Roadhouse when he plays Dalton, and he rips the guy's throat right out of his neck.
Jeez, dude.
Straight up Roadhouse that guy. You know,
oh, God.
And you rip it out of his throat.
You know what he did? This is what he did, actually. Frank Ragnow, the Detroit Lions. First quarter, he gets hit in the throat, right? Can't breathe. He takes a pen, and he empties a pen, and he shoves one of those pens through his larynx.
Right there like so that?
So he could breathe. What movie was that from?
I can't remember. I've seen it before. I don't know.
Yeah, he shoves that pen through his neck so he can start breathing again.
Yeah. Weird.
Wow. Yeah. NFL's pretty badass, huh? All right, moving on to college football. Sarah Fuller, first woman to play in a Power 5 college football game, announced that she will not play football anymore. She plans to return back to the kitchen where she belongs, she says.
No. It's still funny. It's still funny, even the second time around.
She returns to, she plans to return to Vanderbilt in the spring to play goalkeeper for the soccer team in the NCAA tournament. Nice. And then transfers to North Texas afterwards. She made history on the football team, scoring 2 extra points over the weekend. Nice.
She's not playing anymore. Maybe because she doesn't see a future in the football. I guess it is a smaller school. Or is it?
Yeah.
What was the school? Vanderbilt? That's a big school, isn't it?
Pretty big school. I'm sure she was getting a lot of support, too.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. Why would you change? You're basically like the most looked at person on that team you're a female.
I think she's going to play soccer for Vanderbilt, which is a big school. But the school that she was kicking for was not Vanderbilt, not like the Vanderbilt we know. You know what I mean?
Oh, plans to return to Vanderbilt in the spring. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Power 5 college football team.
Yeah.
That's what she was playing for.
Anyway.
Yeah. You want to hear about darts?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay. There's not much going on in sports, so we got better stuff
to get to. We've done enough. We've done enough. All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Stick around.